This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. U.S. President Donald Trump claims to have held productive conversations with Tehran, postponed military strikes on Iranian power plants for 5 days. World Meteorological Day 2026 observed with the theme of Observing Today, Protecting Tomorrow. Stakeholders stress an effective early warning system for hydrological and meteorological events in Nepal. And two pilots killed and major New York airport closed after plane hits a fire truck. Now the news in detail. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Monday that he has ordered the United States military to postpone strikes against Iranian power plants and energy infrastructure for 5 days after holding good and productive conversations with Tehran. Writing on his Truth Social platform, Trump said that he was pleased to report that the United States of America and the country of Iran have had over the last 2 days very good and productive conversations regarding a complete and total resolution of their hostilities in the Middle East. He further said that he had ordered the Department of War for a 5-day pause on military strikes against Iran's energy infrastructure, deepening on ongoing talks. To ease tensions, Trump gave Tehran 48 hours to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, warning of strikes if it refused, aiming to end its control over a key global oil route. However, an Iranian news agency quotes an unnamed source saying that there have been no talks between Tehran and Trump. Meanwhile, oil prices plunged and stock markets rebounded after Trump said that the U.S. and Iran had held talks over halting the conflict in the Middle East. The World Meteorological Day 2026 has been observed across the world today, celebrating the 76th anniversary of the World Meteorological Organization. The theme of this year was Observing Today, Protecting Tomorrow. In Nepal, the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology organized an interaction program on awareness raising on weather, the importance of weather forecast, and the measures for the climate risk reduction. Addressing an interaction program, Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Anil Kumar Sinha, stated that scientific research, data collection and analysis will play an important role in disaster risk reduction and building a safer society in the future. On the same occasion, Chiranjeevi Chattop, the Secretary at the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, said that future itself is at risk as floods, landslides and other extreme weather events are increasing due to climate change. He said that early warning technologies for hydrological and meteorological events, along with the development of climate resilient infrastructure, are essential to cope with the impact of climate change. The Federal Parliament Secretariat is all set to welcome the new House of Representatives members. It has called all House of Representatives members for attending the swearing-in ceremony to be held on the 26th of March. The oath-taking ceremony would be conducted at 2 p.m. on the 26th of March. The Secretariat has requested all House of Representatives members to arrive at the venue in formal or cultural attire before 2 hours. President Ramchandra Podil is scheduled to administer the oath to the senior-most House of Representatives member, 78-year-old Arjun Narsingh Keshi, at Sital Nivas on the 25th of March. Keshi, then as senior-most House of Representatives member, will administer the oath to other members next day, the 26th of March. The expansion of six-lane expressway from Suryabinayak in Bhaktapur district to Dhulikhel in Kabre has gained nearly 67% of the physical progress, the project officials said. The project, started 3 years ago, is expected to complete in the given deadline of mid-December 2026. The 16-kilometer stretch of the Oroniko Highway is being expanded into 6 lanes in 2 packages. A dedicated desk has been brought into operation at the Tribhuvan International Airport for foreign citizens of Nepali origin and non-resident Nepalese arriving to the country. The TIA Immigration Office has started providing services by setting up a special desk at the arrival and departure halls of the airport. According to Narahari Ghimire, Chief Immigration Officer at the TIA Immigration Office, separate desk had been arranged for NRNs before and now, and dedicated desk has been arranged for foreign citizens of Nepali origin. This arrangement has been made with the aim of further strengthening their relationship with Nepali language, culture, homeland, as well as promoting tourism and investment in the country. Hearing on the writ petition filed at the Supreme Court against the decision of the Office of the Attorney General to amend and withdraw the organized crime and money laundering case against Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamichhane will continue on Tuesday. Hearing was postponed for tomorrow after it was not held today. Court spokesperson Arjun Prasad Koirala said that hearing was postponed for Tuesday after the Division Bench of Justices Vinod Sharma and Abdul Aziz Musalman did not hold the hearing today. This news comes to you from Daily Nepal. Now time for a short break.
जहाँ जाऊँ कनेक्टेड रहोस् इन्टरनेटमा सब गर्नुस्
डेटा भोइस एसएमएस
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न एस्ट्रिक 14-15 ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार.
Welcome back. You are listening to Radio Nepal JPM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Two pilots have been killed after Air Canada plane collided with a firefighting vehicle at New York's LaGuardia Airport. According to the BBC, the plane carrying 72 passengers and 4 crew was traveling about 24 miles per hour after arriving from Montreal on Sunday evening local time. 41 passengers and crew were taken to hospital along with the two officers who were in the ground vehicles. 32 are now out of hospital, but some others have serious injuries. Two officers who were inside the fire truck are in a stable condition in hospital. The New York City Fire Department told people to expect cancellations, road closures, traffic delays, and emergency personnel near LaGuardia Airport. Similarly, Catherine Garcia, the Port Authority Executive Director, said that the airport will be closed until at least 18 GMT to facilitate an investigation. India's External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar on Monday held the long-standing ties between New Delhi and Moscow. The ANI news agency cited the External Affairs Minister as saying that countries are committed to growing their bilateral trade to $100 billion by 2030. Virtually addressing the India and Russia towards a new bilateral agenda conference, Jaishankar lauded the efforts of Russian International Affairs Council and the Indian Embassy in Moscow for the second consecutive edition of this initiative. He said India and Russia share a special and privileged strategic partnership rooted in trust and mutual respect. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions and partly cloudy in the Torai region. Similarly, there is a possibility of light rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces, and at one or two places in the remaining hilly and Himalayan regions. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. U.S. President Donald Trump claims to have held productive conversations with Iran, postpones military strikes on Iranian power plants for 5 days. World Meteorological Day 2026 observed with the theme of Observing Today, Protecting Tomorrow. Stakeholders stress on effective early warning systems for hydrological and meteorological events in Nepal. And two pilots killed and major New York airport closed after plane hits a fire truck. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.